Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Wednesday, happy Wednesday to everyone out there. We say it was National Hamburger Day.
National Hamburger
Day. It's also another day today. It is Happy World Hunger Day.
Okay.
So it's World Hunger Day. So shout out. I'm rocking my little.
Yeah, I see you got the apron on.
Yeah, my Kids Meals apron. So shout out to Kids Meals. They actually did like a little rebrand today. So this is like
this is
the new logo.
Nice.
So yeah, man. So I just want to kind of support, and I've been doing the show in this hat and apron all day long, just giving my support. And if you want to volunteer, man, go to kidsmealsinc.org. And remember, every $2 can feed a child. So it's summer break. Kids out of school now. And
yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's
so many
usually
kids get
lunch.
Their nutrition from
as a parent,
lunch.
You ain't got to worry about lunch because school usually have it covered. But when they out on summer break, you got to spend a little more, and they eat a little more, too.
You're darn right.
Yeah, so salute the Kids Meals for handling all of that. Speaking of food, man, Lopez, you've been all around the world, and you tried all type of things. What's the most exotic meat you ever eaten?
So two immediately came to mind after you talked about it during the break. I try to eat something unique, you know, at everywhere I went, but the two that were standing out because they were dang good was Bom Jang Jo. I had to look up the name.
Who?
Bom Jang Jo.
Okay.
Which is an eel dish that I had in Korea.
Sure.
And
okay.
It was outstanding. I had very low expectations.
Mm.
It was
so
really good.
Was it like an expensive type of meat, or is it some kind of cheap?
No, eel is relatively.
Are you asking if it's street meat?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure because sure somebody could come over here and be like, oh, let me get some euros or something like that.
Yeah, no, it was relatively common at restaurants, so I went ahead and tried it. It was really good. And the other one was in Argentina when I was there for the Pan American Games in '95. I had blood sausage.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that before.
And man. So freaking good. I had low expectations on that too. It sounds awful, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It's blood sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
So I would say blood sausage and eel, that Bom Jang Jo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this question was asked on the Joe Budden podcast. He asked if anyone ever tried hippo before.
Hippo.
Ain't no way.
Hippo. And it kind of, the question, people answered the question and then it just took a wild turn.
Humans don't eat hippopotamus, do they?
No.
Maybe somewhere.
Probably somewhere.
Y'all haven't eaten.
No.
Never seen.
Would
that.
You?
Yes.
No.
I'll try it.
No.
And it stumped me all yesterday that humans don't eat hippopotamus.
It's a big beefy.
Who said they don't?
Humans? It's a big beefy animal. Like
in some parts of Africa, it is consumed and has been for a long time.
Would you try it?
Hippo?
Yeah.
No, but I'm going to try human.
What? Right. What is wrong with
my favorite part of the show?
Favorite part
of the show, dog. I love this part. I need friends that don't get so taken aback by just my normal thoughts. Like, what was wrong with what I just
you
said?
You want to eat? You want to be
what?
A cannibal?
What?
You wanna-
get
He wanted to try human.
What was right about what he just said?
I hate that he got defensive. He was like, you know what the problem is with this situation, the way you reacted? You were the problem with this. What do you mean? Everybody else reacted in the right way, like as a society.
He just
we
said,
all understand.
He just said it normal, like, no, I want to try hippo. I wouldn't mind trying a zebra.
He wants to be a cannibal. Let's put it where
it is. No, he just wants to try it. You know what I mean?
Like, cannibal instincts, cannibal alike.
No, he wants to go into the cannibal store and then just get a cannibal sample. That's what he's just looking for,
just
a little
dabble in cannibalism.
Yeah, just a little sample. You know what I mean? He's not sure if he want to buy. You know, he just want to get, like, when you go to the ice cream store, just
like
give me
Costco.
A little spoon.
Just give me a little sample.
That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, he actually tried to explain himself and went into more detail.
Oh, see,
about
don't double down.
Do you see individual humans and be like, yo, they might taste?
I wonder what Sharon tastes like.
It exists somewhere in the world. Human meat is being sold on the dark web. And I think that people that have tried human meat, actually, I've seen people that have tried human meat speak about it, and they say it's to die for, no pun intended.
Really?
They say that it is some of the best meat you could try. I wouldn't know that because I'm not killing anyone. And I'm not on the dark web. But if one of y'all happens
well, how do you
pass
know these
out
things?
Or have some untimely thing happen to y'all, I am going to fry a little slice of you.
Eating your own is a little different.
Oh, please, put some salt and pepper right on one of you. I'll put some Old Bay right on one of you.
Wow. This is wild. Did he say he wanted to eat one of them?
I don't know. I have no idea. I stopped listening after a while because just like how seriously he is taking it. I will say, I don't think I agree with or I related to anybody more than whoever was in the background that, you know, he's just on his run and they just give a big old sigh. Did you find it?
Let me see if I can find it.
It was just the biggest sigh I ever heard.
Was
like
it right in the middle?
Yes. It was right in the middle.
Really?
They say that it is some of the best meat you could try. I wouldn't know that because I'm not killing anyone. And I'm not on the dark web. But
that right there. He's like, all right, dude. I'm so, like, that's a dude who's just like, I'm ready to go home. Because, like,
all right, this is Joe being Joe. That's what the sound like. Just,
yeah. Yeah.
Would you end a friendship over somebody that had this kind of conversation?
I might.
Because that was my thought. It's just like, yeah. I might have to stop being friends with you if you're trying to have this serious conversation with me.
And he sounded serious.
Yeah, I think the real my question was, who the hell is out here eating people? Who do
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he said it's all over. Oh, everybody eats people.
Yeah.
What?
Although I do think it is a dark web out there where probably all of this stuff is going on, by the way. I just don't know anybody that do that type of stuff.
And how much of it is real even on the dark web or just people trying to, you know?
I don't allow myself to get to any of those thoughts because I stopped well before that. Speaking of stopping well before that, the idea that, you know, people in fact do just Googling real quick. If you want to, you know, take any of this for real, hippo meat apparently is described as tasting similar to fatty beef. And I'm like, I want to know who are the people that found out, because hippos seem like the most terrifying animals on four legs.
I just want to see how you taking it down.
That's what I'm saying. Like
somebody
how did you find out?
Somebody got to hunt it.
Yeah.
So who is out there trying to take down a hippo? Unless you just find it dead somewhere and you do that. But
yeah,
I was like, what was the hippo that allowed you to get to them? Because I feel like the hippo know what human tastes like when you're out here trying to get to the hippo. That I know for certain. But yes, he did say Old Bay, not onion or garlic powder. And I got questions for you, 281, as to why you were figuring out the proper way to season up human meat. I got real questions as to all of this. This is why you can't have the conversation. You can't even try and talk them down. You just got to end the conversation, because at some point you will be forced to have a serious conversation about something that you should not have a serious conversation.
Hopefully nobody passes away around him.
Because
he might take a slice of a finger.
Yeah, the only thing that was stopping him is the actual act of murder. But if it was a dead body around, he would turn into
a
vulture.
Little, take a little sliver.
Take a couple slices of you. Add a little salt and pepper.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, by the way, happy, what is it,
World
Hunger Day.
Why don't put those together? Don't put those together.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so are you guys familiar with the scripts? Spelling bee.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's going on right now.
Yeah, so the finals are tomorrow, and Google decided to look up the top words Americans have to search to spell right.
Are we doing a spelling bee here?
I'm not going to look.
Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, no, we ain't going to do that.
I was like, I'm ready.
Okay, I should have did that.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I should have did that. So, but I do have a list of the words that Americans had trouble spelling. Mm-hmm. Just some regular, everyday, simple words. Number five was camouflage.
Okay.
Camouflage is not that bad, is it?
Oh, yeah, according to you.
Oh, you.
Okay, my bad.
According to you. Yeah. Mr. Words, man.
Mr. Words, yeah. Man. Okay, very good.
Number four, amazing.
Really?
So apparently people Google how to spell amazing. Number three, this one kind of threw me off a little bit. Florida.
What is going
on? All right, so question. Did Google just look up, like, words? Like, because I feel like people just looked up Florida a lot is how we ended up here, as opposed to people.
Now, I think Google looked up how to spell people that search how to spell.
Boy, Florida and their education system.
Always,
not looking very good.
They always
right
find
now.
A way to get in some type of crazy news.
Yeah,
they sure do.
Number two is appreciation.
I could see that one.
Yeah. And number one, congratulations.
Oh, they because of the T.
Yeah. Yeah. What words kind of throw y'all simple words?
Thank you.
Oh, the word that you word, should be able to spell that.
Yeah,
ooh, that's
easy
a good word.
My entire life, as much as I'm a geek about this stuff, I have to think twice when I'm trying to spell tomorrow.
Mm.
Oh, that's a good one with the two
two
R's.
Two M's, two R's, two O's. What is it?
Important always throws me off because
tomorrow,
sometimes,
always.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be like, is it important or important?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll be like, is it important?
Yeah.
That kind of throws me off a little bit.
Yeah.
On the someone said stop saying Google. Someone said definitely whoops a lot of people's keysters because of the autocorrect. People don't like typically type it all the way out.
Yeah.
So defiantly fills in a lot. People are like, yeah, that's definitely.
No, it's not
the word.
Well, does one get you?
I'm trying to think. I know for sure.
Reggie's perfect, man.
No, not by any means. Words. Not even close, brother. I think. Like any of those receive, deceive, the I before E situations,
yeah.
I hesitate. I know for certain that there are words that I will Google just to make sure that I know that I know how to spell, but I'm like,
yeah, it's like me, which I always trip up.
You
write that word a million times, but I still go, wait, okay, yeah.
But it's funny, it's not the words that typically people bring up, because on the YouTube page, restaurant comes up. I'm usually good with that one. Wednesday, I'm good with because my grandmother. She tried to speak the Queen's English, so Wednesday was something that she said a lot, and so that always sticks in my head when I'm trying to spell it. Business comes in on the text line, that one I'm good with, but I can't recall, but I know for certain there are words that would make you look at me sideways that I'm like, I'm gonna Google that one just to be careful, I'm gonna just be safe.
Yeah. So some other words that made this list as far as slang words, they did slang words too, because apparently a lot of people spell slang wrong. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Huh.
So number five is gnaw. So apparently people spell gnaw wrong. I don't know if they spell it with a G. G-N-A-W.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like gnat.
Yeah.
I don't
or
know
N-A-H.
how. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Number four is Tryna, T-R-Y-N-A. Oh, so that right there, that's just being lazy at that point.
Tryna.
You trying to say two things mm-hmm. at once.
But I feel like with all of these words, if you are trying to send it to somebody, there I go using it. Yeah. I feel like as long as you get the gist of it, as long as it's not entirely way off, you're usually probably fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess they just want to show the slang. And number one, I'm going to get the number one in a minute, but got down. Usually people, I guess they use it as one word mm-hmm. instead of two.
Oh, okay.
Same thing with low key.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's technically two words, but I feel like we made it to one word.
I think it's turned into it.
Yeah. Number one, this one gets me all the time to the point I ain't even know if it was how the hell to spell it, but bougie.
Oh, yeah.
So bougie is B-O-U-G-I-E. Yeah. That's the real way to spell it,
okay.
Right?
A lot of people spell it with J.
Yeah, I don't know why I started. I don't know if it was Migos. I don't know if Migos used the J or, mm-hmm. but for some reason, I just started spelling it with a J. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we had ever like come to a consensus on how we spell that. Like there's some things that we just like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what is one of these kind of colloquialisms that I always have a hard time spelling. And now I've
gray to me, gray is always throws me off.
You
right?
can spell it both ways.
You can spell it both ways.
Yeah, that is one of the ones that actually does trip me up on which one is the English and which one is the Americanized version of it. And now I done forgot what I was talking about because I was trying to remember a word that always.
Reggie over there, perfect, man. He don't get none of these words wrong, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even if I was perfect, which I'm not, the thing that gets me is I am terrible. I'm a terrible proofreader. So even if you think I'm perfect, I would have typed something messed up and not looked at it. So it would look like I can't spell.
Look at Reggie trying to find something. Yeah. You're like, damn it, I ain't perfect.
No, there's definitely
how dare
words.
You?
Separate is
I'll be
one of
messing
those.
Up on something.
Separate is one of those for me. Separate is
separate.
One of those.
Oh, that's a good one.
Trying to remember if it's an E or an A after that. After that R gets me every time. Mm-hmm. Gets me every time. So you know that is at least one that I can say for sure is up there for me.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody said spellers. How do you spell this? Very good question. Canceled is one, whether one L or two L's. Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah. Oh no. See, I don't want to start people going from the 832 here that said, do you say GIF with a hard or soft G? It's a hard G for me. It's a GIF.
It's a hard G for me.
Too. Yeah. It is a GIF. And I don't want to start that argument, but argue to your auntie, argue to your mama if you're trying to figure that out. There you go. Figgy's mixtape every weekday right here at 1:20 PM. On Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig. If you see something out in the world that is mixtape worthy, send it to one of his social media sites. Right now, Lance McCullers Jr. on the mound dealing, man. Like,
what are you looking like?
Breaking ball working.
Yeah, okay. Man, that slider looks really, really good for him. I mean, he has quite a few swing and misses. I know at one point he had, let me see if I can double check how many strikeouts he has to this point. And that answer, the number is 6. Out of he's had 8 outs to this point, mm-hmm. 6 of those strikeouts to this point. He is doing his damn thing right now, which is exactly what you need looking at the way this rotation looks right now. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. We'll talk to them next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.